Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the New York Mets, Doc Ellis. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares strikes out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli strikes out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Cromartie moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Youngblood moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Flynn reaches third base with a triple. Youngblood scores. Trevino goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Valentine moves to second. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Tavares reaches second base with a double. Valentine throws the ball into Parrish, who tags Tavares trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Mozzilli reaches second base with a double. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 1 in the game. Trevino strikes out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter is hit by the pitch. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimsley for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-2 in the game. Trevino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Perez moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine bunts towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to third. Carter moves to second. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Perez scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Chris Spear. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Mason now playing shortstop. Gil Flores pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 3 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Tavares goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Mets. Stan Bonson now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 3 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Glynn now pitching. Jerry White pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cromarty strikes out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Sanderson now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tavares strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trevino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Cash pinch hits for Jim Mason. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trevino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive towards first. Montanez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.